We start this hour in Washington, where three Senate Democrats filed a lawsuit today saying President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker to be acting attorney general was unconstitutional because Whitaker didn't go before the Senate for confirmation. Meanwhile, Democrats are trying to decide whether to make Nancy Pelosi Speaker of the House again or go in a new direction. Let's bring in Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent. Mara, let's start with the lawsuit. Where does Whitaker's appointment stand at the moment?
Well, right now, he is the acting attorney general. There are several suits, actually, that have been filed against his appointment, saying it was unconstitutional. He hasn't gone through before the Senate. But for right now, he is in that job. He is overseeing the Mueller investigation, which means potentially he could tell Mueller, no, you can't indict someone. No, you can't subpoena the president. But it also means that when Democrats take over in January, they will be able, as they've said they will do, to call him up to the Hill to ask him about every decision he makes regarding the Mueller investigation.
And the idea that it's unconstitutional, there are a lot of people that get appointed to jobs in interim periods, right, without Senate confirmation.
He could be an interim acting attorney general, but generally, if you want to move someone over to a Senate-confirmed position, they have to be Senate-confirmed. In other words, Mick Mulvaney, who, as you know, has many jobs in the administration, conceivably could have also been the attorney general named to be attorney general without having to go before the Senate because he already has been Senate confirmed.
Okay. Meanwhile, we are 2 weeks almost after the midterm elections. There are five House races still undecided. But it does seem every day like the blue wave gets a little bit bigger. What is left and what kind of majority will Democrats have at this point in the House?
Right. It's almost like a literal tsunami. If you've ever seen a picture of a tsunami, the waves aren't very tall. They just keep on coming further and further into shore. They've got 35 net pickups now. They could get as high as 40, although that is unlikely. Most people think they'll get to 37 or 38. And that's a pretty good majority.
That's a big wave.
Yeah, that's a big wave. Yep.
Yeah. And what about for Democrats? They're trying to decide whether to keep Nancy Pelosi as the speaker or make her the speaker yet again or bring in somebody else.
I think that that's still to be determined. But Nancy Pelosi, right now, you could say she doesn't have the votes for speaker. There are a number of Democrats who promised during the campaign that they wouldn't vote for her. A lot of them were running in Republican districts, battleground districts. The question is, are there enough of them to deny her the job of speaker? What's happened over the last couple of days is you see all sorts of progressive groups pushing back against the anti-Pelosi people. Most of the people who've said they don't want her to be speaker are more moderate Democrats, a lot of men. There have been women representatives who say this is sexist. She's a woman. She's took us over the finish line. She's been one of the most effective speakers ever. And the big question, I think, for Nancy Pelosi is she is a consummate deal maker. What kind of deals is she going to make to get the votes she needs to be the speaker? Will she put a kind of succession in place where she somehow anoints younger, fresh faces in the Democratic caucus that will suggest that when she said she was going to be a transitional figure, she really meant it? In other words, she wasn't going to be speaker for very long. Mm-hmm. Will she shake up the leadership team? Don't forget, it's not just Nancy Pelosi who's in her late 70s. Everyone in the Democratic leadership is. So these are all things that she can do. And we're waiting to see what she comes up with. And don't forget, we do not have at this moment anyone running against her yet.
Well, we'll see what happens there. We do have another election coming up, amazingly, just in the next couple of weeks in Mississippi. There's going to be a special election runoff for a Senate seat. Cindy Hyde-Smith is the Republican. President Trump's going to hold rallies for her, and she is running against Democrat and former Agriculture Secretary Mike Espy. She's made some gaffes recently. There's one where she joked about a public hanging. What are her prospects at this point? Does this look like a competitive race?
I think it's more competitive than most Republicans would like it to be, but I think she's still the odds-on favorite. Mike Espy is African-American, so when she made a joke about getting a front-row seat at a public hanging, that Too many people seem to have racial overtones, although she says it was just a joke. She also talked about suppressing the liberal vote at certain colleges. Many people took that comment to mean historically African-American colleges. But I think that she's still the favorite. Mike Espy would have to get a big chunk of the white vote to defeat her. And don't forget, they ran first in a three-way race with a Tea Party Trumpist candidate who came in third.
Right.
If Chris McDaniel had been the one to go to the runoff, Espy would have had a much better chance.
Okay, just briefly, Mara, there was an interview with Fox News host Chris Wallace over the weekend. President Trump explained why he didn't go to Arlington National Cemetery on Veterans Day after not going to another ceremony for soldiers in France. Here he is.
I should have done that. I was extremely busy on calls for the country. We did a lot of calling, as you know.
But this is Veterans Day.
I probably, in retrospect, I should have. And I did last year.
How's that going over, Mara?
He actually didn't last year, but the operative words there is, I should have done that. That is an extremely rare expression of regret by the president of the United States, who never, ever says he made a mistake.
Mara Liasson, NPR national political correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.